Welcome to the Creative Mindset Podcast. I'm AJ Merlin, a creative mindset coach for artists and a writer. My mission is to help you grow as an artist and live a life that feels right to you. Every 2 weeks, I share with you practical advice and visualizations so you can feel empowered in your creative career. This week, I share my top tips with you so you can build a stronger mindset and become the artist you truly want to be. Let's go. Happy New Year, and thank you so much for joining me on my podcast. It's been a month now, and I'm genuinely so grateful to have so many people listening to me, and I really hope you find it useful. I'm really amazed about how international you guys are. I have people from the USA, United Kingdom, Spain, Italy, France, Australia, Germany, Ireland, Argentina, India, Philippines, Zambia, Georgia. This is amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I'm so glad that you found this podcast useful. And I really hope this year is going to bring you joy and mindfulness and creative growth. So if 2020 has taught us one thing, it's that we can't predict what the year is going to be made of. You can't control external events, but you can control your journey, your goals, and how you want to feel. So instead of the traditional New Year resolutions that are forgotten after a month or so, I want you to focus on your mindful goals for your self-development and creativity. So today, I'll focus this episode on 3 points. First one, why focusing on your feelings is the smartest goal, how getting out of your comfort zone will help you reach your goals, and how surrounding yourself with the right people will help you grow. And if you need someone to help you out, I have a brand new coaching program about clarity and confidence. In this 3-part program, you'll get clearer on what you really want to achieve and what you need to focus on this year. You'll identify what is holding you back and how you can work on your limited beliefs so you can get the success you're after. And then I'll explain to you the science behind the law of attraction and how you can use it to manifest success in your creative career. At the end of this short program, you'll have a clear plan on what to focus on this year and what your next steps are. If you want more information, check out the description of this episode or go on my website to book there. So now, let's start with the basics. How do you want to feel this year? We all have New Year's resolution. Half of the New Year resolutions are about health. So it's about losing weight, quitting smoking, drinking less, eating healthier. And people don't complete their resolutions most of the time. And the reason they give is because they don't have the willpower. They forget about their goals. Life is getting busy. They think they're too lazy to do it. And this year, 22% of people already saying, well, there's COVID, so I can't succeed with my New Year resolution. So that's why instead of having a New Year resolution that involves other people or something external, I would recommend that you focus on something you can work on no matter what is your situation. And by that, I mean working on your feelings. So if your big dreams are a big house, a big car, a partner and children, pets traveling around the world, awards, being interviewed, having lots of followers on social media. And it's good to have big dreams like that, but I want to break this down for you. All of that, it's because you want to feel a certain way. Because the physical object in itself is not really what you want. We're always looking after feelings. We always want to feel a certain way. So let me break this down for you. Let's take this award example. What award would you love to have that would mean the world to you? Like, oh my God, I made it. And so ask yourself, why do you want this award? It's not really for the physical object itself. It's just going to be a statue, right? So is it because you want to feel valued? You want to feel understood? Maybe it's because you want to feel powerful. right? Maybe it's just to show it to people that didn't believe in you all this time. And you're like, ha, you see, here it is. Maybe because you're going to feel on top of your game. So few people get that award. So here you are at the top. Maybe you want people to recognize all the hard work you've put throughout all those years to get there, having that validation there, that all the years, all the hard work you've done was for something meaningful. And they finally recognize this with this award. So do you see what I mean here? We all have those big dreams that are usually physical objects, but there's always feelings behind it. So if you think about that, how do you want to feel this year? Because we don't know what's going to happen this year. We're all hopeful and we should be. Maybe vaccine all over the world is going to stop COVID by the end of this year. Maybe not. We don't know, right? But you can work on how you want to feel by the end of this year. So do you want to feel understood? Do you want to feel valued? Do you want to feel more patient, less stressed, less anxious, more positive, more resilient? So think about 2-3 feelings that you don't really feel right now, but you want to work on this year. And then ask yourself, what can you do this year to cultivate those feelings? So by the end of the year, you feel more of those emotions. Because physical objects, physical goals are just a distraction, are just an illusion on what we're really looking after. So that's my first tip here. For this year, focus on how you want to feel. My second tip is, how can you get out of your comfort zone? Change only comes with challenges. So if you stay in your comfort zone, you're not going to change anything. You're not going to improve your career. You're not going to improve your self-development. You need to get out of your comfort zone. Our brain likes to keep us safe. As soon as there's a change, even if it's just changing your commute or changing your flat or house or going to a new place, your brain is freaking out because this is new and your brain wants to protect you, right? So by default, you always want to stay wherever you are and in whatever situation you are in, because you know what it is. Even if it's terrible for you, even if you know it's not good for you, you have this default perception that at least you know what's going on around you. You are used to it. So it's safer than changing and going into the unknown. So by default, it's really difficult for us to get out of our comfort zone. If you look at any story, films, books, whatever, the hero always refuses the call to adventure the first time because it's out of their comfort zone, because it means going out of what they know. So they always refuse in the first place. And then something else happens and they're like, okay, yeah, I'm going on that adventure. So it's perfectly normal for you to dream small, to be like, oh, well, I can't really dream big, especially during a pandemic. I can't really achieve anything. So I'm just going to do those really small, realistic tasks. But how about you find a way to get out of your comfort zone, to think about your big dream? And the next episode is going to be a visualization about what you really want to achieve in your creative career. So check it out if you're like, I actually don't know what I really want in my life, in my career. I know I want to be creative, but I don't know exactly how or what to do. So listen to that visualization next time, because that's going to help you. And so once you know more or less what you want to do, but it feels so far away, it feels so far-fetched, you're like, I'm never going to get there, especially during the pandemic, right? I want you to find a way to get out of your comfort zone and try to get that big dream. It might be as simple as emailing someone that you thought about for so long and you're like, oh, I don't want to bother them, or they don't know me, so I'm not going to try this. So that's just is a simple task, to just contact someone that, you know, you're a bit shy, you're a bit anxious to contact them. But that's getting out of your comfort zone to get to that big dream. So what can you do to take further steps towards that big dream of yours? And my last tip for you is, who do you want to surround yourself with? Especially this year with the pandemic and with lockdowns, we were cut off from the people we used to see, which in a way is really sad. We couldn't see the people we really loved. But at the same time, maybe there were some toxic people around you, and it was a good thing that you didn't see them as much. The people around you are a reflection of who you are. You don't choose your family, but you choose who you keep in touch with or not, and you choose your friends. What kind of person do you want around you this year? What kind of person have the same goals as you and the same aspirations? Who can inspire you and support you? Who can you share your struggles with? I'll talk about toxic people and how to deal with them in the next episode. But right now, I want you to focus on the uplifting people in your life, people that will drag you up and support you in your journey, and you will support them as well. So it's a win-win situation. If you look at who you're hanging out with, do they know you're creative? Do they support you somehow? Do they get you? Do you support their journey too? And is that empowering and inspiring you? What are the best qualities you find in a friend? Or what do you want to find in a friend? Do you have someone or group like that right now in your life? And if not, what can you do to find them? And it can be online, you know? It doesn't matter if you're in a lockdown right now or not. I actually think it's best if you are, because people are more focused on connecting with each other right now. And with social media, you can find groups of people that are exactly like you and that get you. And when we'll be in a new normal and we'll be able to meet up, you'll be ready to go to the right events for you so you can find the kind of people you need in your life. So spend some time figuring out who do you need in your life and who needs to go. So to summarize, this year is going to be full of surprises. We are all full of hope that this year is going to be better than 2020. And I really hope so. But we can't control external events. We can control how we react to events and how we feel. We can work on our emotions and set goals to improve them. Even though this year is unpredictable, you can still have big dreams and you can still work towards them. Don't be shy with your goals. Get out of that comfort zone. So my suggestion for you is to focus on your feelings, because that's the smartest goal for you this year. You can work on your emotions and resilience no matter what happens out there. So figure out how you want to feel and how you can work on your emotions this year. The second suggestion was how to get out of your comfort zone so it helps you reach your goals. Always have that big dream in mind and work at what you can do that is a little bit scary, so you do get out of your comfort zone and move forward. And then, how can you surround yourself with the right people for you that will help you grow in your creative career? Who do you need in your life? I hope you found those tips useful. And if you still don't know what you want to do this year or with your creativity in general, you're a bit lost because 2020 threw you off and you lack confidence to take your next step in your career, I have a brand new program this month called Clarity and Confidence. It's a 3-part program, and this is designed to help you figure out what you really want to achieve, what's holding you back, so why are you not there yet, and introduce you to the law of attraction to see how you can use it in your career. You'll have a clear plan at the end of the program, so it's perfect if you feel lost right now or you lack confidence. And if you're fully committed to your career and you're ready to make a positive change in your life and you're ready to work with a coach, I have my bigger program called Treasure Your Dream. And this is a 12-week program where we go really deep about what you really want in life, why, what are your limited beliefs and where they're coming from, and what are they preventing you to achieve. We then transform those limited beliefs so nothing is holding you back anymore. You feel confident and you trust yourself and the process. And finally, you learn to know your flow and work in alignment with your values so it feels right to you. You won't feel like you're forcing yourself. It doesn't feel like you're out of sync. It's something you're excited and confident about, so you're ready to get that big dream. So if you need any help, I'm here for you. Don't forget, next episode, visualization I highly recommend because I had so many amazing feedback about it last year. That will help you get clear as well on what you want to achieve. I wish you the best this year. I know you can do this. Never, ever give up. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Creative Mindset Podcast. I hope you loved it. Share the love on social media and leave a comment so I can create more content that suits you. Look after yourself and see you soon.